Brett Hayhoe takes us to the tip of Cape Cod in winter, which is either a bold travel choice or evidence that lifelong friends have a way of overriding good judgment.
This episode follows that road trip to Provincetown for Bear Week. The cold, the company, the karaoke, and what it actually means to travel with people who've been in your life long enough to count as permanent fixtures.
Let's start with the road trip itself.
The post opens with a question that sits underneath the whole piece. What makes a trip memorable? And what role do the people you travel with actually play in that? The answer here is everything.
The post puts it plainly. To be genuinely blessed with lifelong friends is not a small thing. It is, in fact, one of the larger things.
And the three friends named, Russell, Alan, and Paul, aren't just travel companions. Russell was encountered at an Interpride gathering in Zurich, where he served as president. Alan recurs across the whole World Traveler series. Paul is described as bearish, naughty, and by his own cheerful admission, a rice queen.
Paul sounds like the kind of person who makes every trip significantly more interesting and slightly more exhausting.
Provincetown itself gets a proper introduction for anyone unfamiliar. It sits at the very tip of Cape Cod. The Post describes it as a long, curling arm of Massachusetts that reaches out into the Atlantic as though trying to catch something. It's a resort town with a long-established reputation as one of the most LGBTQIA+ welcoming communities in the United States.
Bear Week draws its community from across the country and beyond. The subculture itself emerged in the 1980s as a deliberate alternative to mainstream gay culture's narrower beauty standards.
The drive up was uneventful, which the Post frames as a genuine gift, especially after a previous Hurricane Sandy episode that clearly set a high bar for eventful.
Then they arrived, and the cold introduced itself personally.
The Post does not understate this. The cold is described as bitterly, relentlessly, personally cold, the kind that finds its way through every layer and makes itself at home in places layers are not supposed to reach. The chalet had a sizable deck. In winter, the deck was purely decorative.
What the cold couldn't touch was the food. The Post calls the seafood unbelievably delicious, which is not praise offered lightly from someone who's eaten their way across a fair portion of the globe.
And then Paul found the karaoke bar, which, it turns out, was not a neutral discovery. The Post mentions, almost in passing, that the first karaoke host in Australia was based in Cairns, that a career followed involving 2 years touring the country, a Moomba Festival stage, and a residency at Reno's nightclub. Paul's new Provincetown friends learned all of this by the end of the evening.
The trip ended with a terrible flu. The Post's verdict? No regrets.
Exactly that. Good food, great company, a karaoke bar that didn't see it coming, and Paul, bearish and entirely himself throughout. The deck was wasted on the season. Everything else was not.
Which is really the only honest way to assess a winter trip to a summer town. Everything that wasn't the weather. Provincetown in winter. As a case study in what travel is actually for, not the conditions, but the company and what accumulates around it. Next up in the World Traveler series, Japan, which suggests the cold is about to be replaced by something considerably more layered.